Hey, this is former Badger Brad Norman.
Norman is a fake. Great call and great execution.
You're listening to a Good Karma Brands radio station. 100.5 ESPN. WTLX, Monona, Madison.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio, this is your Metro Kiev Madison Sports Center.
What is up, Madison? I'm Hunter Vaughn. Your Sports Center update is brought to you by Green Bay Game Day. As the push for the playoffs continues, count down the final 3 hours to kick off with Green Bay Game Day on 100.5 ESPN and live video streaming on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. And speaking of counting down towards the kickoff, the Packers get closer and closer to their road matchup with the Minnesota Vikings. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur spoke to the media yesterday, and he doesn't expect to see Jair Alexander against the Vikings.
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee. He's limited. His knee.
Is it just not reacting like you wanted to, or...?
I don't know. I'm not a medical guy. I just go by what I see and what they tell me.
Kickoff is set for 3:25 up in Minnesota. ESPN Bet has the Vikings as 1-point home favorites in that one. And, of course, you can stay up to date on all things green and gold related over at ESPNWisconsin.com. Hour 3 of Wilde and Tausch starts right now.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com.
Hour of Wilde and Tausch will include the weekend preview, headlines, Whoa Hunter, and Feel Good Friday as we close out every day, every Friday and every week. Tausch, I'm working on a Sunday story. I know you love to not read those. And what it's about is the two coaches. They have never actually worked together. What is weird is that Kevin O'Connell has held several of the jobs that Matt LaFleur held. He was Washington's quarterbacks coach, like Matt LaFleur once was. He was the Rams offensive coordinator under Sean McVay, like Matt LaFleur once was. They both, in my opinion, should be in the conversation, although I think Kevin O'Connell has a better argument, for coach of the year. They both have a way with players in today's era that seems to really work. Who's the better coach?
Ooh, great question, Jason.
Because here's the thing, like, and again, we've dinged Matt LaFleur for having Aaron Rodgers, and now Jordan Love has been very good, but hey, look what he did with Malik Willis, for those of you that like to point that out. Now, look at what Kevin O'Connell has done. Look what, and I understand he tore his Achilles last year, but look what Kirk Cousins did with Kevin O'Connell and what he's done without Kevin O'Connell. Look at what Sam Darnold has done with Kevin O'Connell and what he did without Kevin O'Connell. So we agree both of them are really good coaches. Neither one has won a Super Bowl. One is a little earlier in his career. Frankly, if they don't lose Kirk Cousins last year to the Achilles, I'm thinking Kevin O'Connell might have been challenging the best record in the first 3 years as a head coach that Matt LaFleur had there for a while. Who are you picking, and how close is it?
So I think I look at it, and I'm going to pick Matt LaFleur because he's been around longer, he's had more success. And in fairness, Kevin O'Connell deserves, and I am not going to fight anybody that says Kevin O'Connell because of what they've asked him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been Matt LaFleur's finest coaching job by far this season. You could say last year. I thought last year the beginning part, it just, I love the fact that they withstood and battled through, but the beginning part of last year was bad news bears.
Right.
And I think until he accepted the expectations in Green Bay, it almost felt like last year it was kind of like all of these excuses. Well, it's young and all this. And it was all valid, by the way, but nobody cares. I think he finally just came to the conclusion, oh, yeah, nobody cares. We got to go find a way to win, and he did. This season, with all of the, you know, three games that really he did not have his starting quarterback, and now there's more expectations to it, this has been a great season of coaching by Matt LaFleur. His scheming and how he's done things, it has not been perfect by any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking me just this year, I'm voting O'Connell. But I have to look at the full body of what we've seen. And in that case, I give Matt LaFleur the credit because he's been doing it longer and he's had success in the postseason, not the ultimate success. But I think he has been a really good NFL coach, and I lean on the fact that he's done it longer, and that's why I would give it to him over O'Connell.
And it also, for our friends at ESPN 1000 in Chicago, it highlights how important it is, once again, for them to get that hire right. Because whatever you think of the Dan Campbell risky, kneecap-biting approach, he has proven to be a good NFL head coach. Now, if he loses Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson becomes the coach of the Bears, I'm very curious to see what that means for that Lions offense. But there's a reason why there's three good teams with really good records in this division, and it's because there's three pretty darn good head football coaches on those three teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've used that time,
I'll say this. If I'm Kevin Warren and watching what's going on with Chicago, I right now, and Brian Gutekunst, you forget about this for a second, he is not the overseer of the entire operation. Do I think he wants that at some point in his life? I do. If I'm Kevin Warren, I go up and I say to Green Bay, I'll give you a first-round pick for Brian Gutekunst. That's what I'm doing. And if I'm the Packers, I'm telling them to kick rocks. But I want to get planted in Goody's head. Hey, before you sign a big fat extension, we want you here. We need you here. And by the way, if Goody's looking and say, I want the overarching feel, I want to run everything,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't have that in Green Bay. They're going to have a new owner coming up in July. Because it's becoming very clear that the Bears are a hot mess and don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm not saying Goody wants this, but I guarantee one thing, Goody wants more power than he's got. Because he told you that.
That was going to be my follow-up question. If you're Goody, let's say the Bears, first of all, this again goes to, I don't know how your brain works, but I'm glad it works the way it does. Because you could have given me 1,000 years. I would have never thought, you know what the Bears should do? They should trade for Brian Gutekunst.
They want to get Kyle Shanahan. Well, that's cute. Great. You want to weaken your opponent? And I don't even know how this whole process works.
Uh-huh.
But Goody does not have full control.
He
the Bears
not.
Need somebody that knows what the hell they're doing. And Brian Gutekunst knows what he's doing. I think it would what do the Packers do? Do they then say, all right, Goody, we're going to give you full authority? Like, if I'm the Bears, this is a psyop deal. Like, oh, even if this doesn't work, well, I don't know what the hell's going on with Green Bay. We'll get those guys rattled a little bit.
Malfeasance.
And let me ask you this, Jason, before you move on. Does Goody want to have full control of all football deals? Do you think he would want to have the same power Ron Wolf had with the G&G?
Of course he does. Of course he does. That's okay. What he thought he was signing up for. Now, I would say that it seems that he and Matt LaFleur work together fine, and largely because he just doesn't really confer with Matt LaFleur, from what I can tell, on personnel matters. Yeah. But maybe he does. Maybe I'm just wrong about that. So, for all intents and purposes, he has control over what he cares most about, which is the 53-man roster. But
You know what people that have a little control want?
They want more.
You know what people with a lot of money want?
Even more.
Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
So they manipulate the election. My question would be this.
You talking about George Soros? You talking about Elon Musk? I don't know. Which one are you going? That's another question.
I think you know who I'm talking about. So here's my question. If you're Goody, do you want it with the Bears? Like, this is a fun idea. It's never going to happen. It's a great conversation starter, though, which you must be great at parties, especially when you have your family in town. But I'm curious, especially with your brothers involved, I can only imagine. But
we got a lot of stuff.
If you're Goody, are you like, no, I want more power, but I don't want it with you knuckleheads? Because
I would
there
think,
are limits to even what I'm
let me say this. Let me say this. Publicly, 100%. Privately, oh, he'd eat that up. He's out in his beer cooler garage. He's probably like, all right. Because, listen, you can say all you want, and he has been fantastic here. Mm-hmm. You know there's nobody a bigger Goody stand than old T.
No, there isn't. Not even his wife.
New ownership or new leadership with Green Bay. And if the Bears come call, if I'm Goody, I'm looking at it like I don't want to. There's just a lot there. If I'm the Bears, I'm doing this tomorrow. And if I'm the Packers, I'm saying we got to make sure we – I don't know what – because they don't announce what these contracts look like.
Correct.
And how they extend. I have no idea how long or how much Goody's being paid. But I know this, Goody's going to want more money, just like all the players that negotiate with him want more money. This would be a pretty good time if I'm his agent. You float that out there, well – listen, Florio floats all this stuff out there with really, I don't know, with whatever proof he's got. I want Goody to be the GM of the Packers as long as I'm doing this show. That's what I want.
So for another 20 years or so.
I don't know where Goody's head's at, and this is a heck of a runway, but he does not have all of the authority that he wants. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Waddle, Sylvie, if I'm you guys on air today after that debacle of a performance.
Oh, it's a debacle.
I would be saying trade a first-round pick and get Brian Gutekunst to just give him the keys to the whole operation and let him go. And you know what? If you want to bring Mark Murphy with you to learn how to build a stadium and to do a title town district down there, there ain't no age limits on that. Lord knows Virginia McCaskey's been doing it. She's 103.
Time now for the weekend preview.
Ed Helms sucks. What's next?
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to go a little bit off script from what Jesse put on this because I'm not a big fan of the NFL slate this weekend.
Hey, boys, did you talk about this yet? Netflix football. What did you guys think?
We didn't talk about that. I was going to bring it up on Woe Hunter.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Well, then we'll wait. That's good.
Yeah.
Tease it.
We're going to start on Saturday with a bunch of bowl games and college football because I don't really care about any of the Saturday games for the NFL. Starting at 11 o'clock, Boston College, Nebraska, Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl on ABC. Then at... okay. How about at 2:30, number 18, Iowa State. And number 13, Miami in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. One last one on Saturday. Number 17, BYU. Number 23, Colorado in the Valero Alamo Bowl.
I'm intrigued by that one. They're all playing. Colorado's insuring all their guys to play.
Mm-hmm.
That one I'm in tune with. Pour me in, coach.
And then on to NFL. 12 o'clock on CBS. Jets at Bills. 12 o'clock on Fox, Cowboys at Eagles, and then the Sunday night game on NBC, Falcons at Commanders.
A Falcons game is intriguing because there's a good chance that's who Green Bay could play.
There is a chance of that, yes.
That's what I'm intrigued by, but I think what's going to happen, Green Bay is going to have to go to L.A., and that'll be a sexy matchup. That'll be a Sunday night game out in L.A. That's what I think is going to end up happening. 3-6.
Interesting.
And the winner is?
I need to see how Christian Watson's doing. There are a lot of things I need to see before I make that proclamation.
All right. As much as I love bowl games, I do not love Colorado. I've got little to no use for the Coach Prime realm.
What
not
don't
a
you
fan.
Like about Prime?
So then hate watch it. Cheer for BYU.
Love the Church of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints. Love the Cougars.
No, you don't.
No, my first girlfriend was a Mormon. Come on now.
Is that right?
Yeah. I like that story.
Could she have more than one boyfriend then, too? Or how does that work?
That's not how that goes. Other way around.
Well,
Okay.
I don't know how that you. I don't know. Are you now an expert on the Church of Latter-day Saints, Hunter?
I just don't think there's brother husbands. I'm pretty sure it's just sister wives.
They don't have that either. There's a sect. All right, now I'm not going to go down this road. It's a long time ago. But that said, I am intrigued by, and I won't watch Enigma. But every time the Jets are being shown in my local area, I'm not going on to my NFL Plus subscription to go watch that out-of-market game. I'm not willing to put forth that effort. But Aaron Rodgers has the clock is ticking on his time in New York, and I want to see how it ends. I'm very intrigued by that, much more than the documentary. So that game piques my interest. That Iowa State game piques my interest. Those are two teams
I'm sure you're intrigued.
Well, what about name a bonus three, game?
Hold up a second, Hunter. Okay. Name me three Cyclones.
What? Now, see, I didn't say I was a Cyclones
fan. You just said you're intrigued by the game.
Right, because it's
name
two
me three?
Top 20 yeah. teams. It's not...
Name
you
me...
Know,
okay. Name me two.
T.J. Otzelberger, the coach of the basketball team.
Got him.
You're so full of blah.
How many
oh, I'm
games,
intrigued. How you don't even games, know who the hell's
how
there.
How many games do you watch where you know any of the players?
A bunch.
Really? You watch a random college game, Alabama-Texas, and you know they're too deep?
I didn't say I know they're... I asked for two players, not two deeps. Exactly.
How about a bonus
Next.
Game? On the Saturday
slate.
Oh,
I love this Iowa State team.
I did not
Can you
say
name anybody.
I love this Iowa State team.
You just
I
said you're intrigued.
Miami has the former Oregon coach. They're both top 15 teams. I'm intrigued by that game. If I'm going to watch a bowl game, that would be theoretically a good game.
Oh. Okay. How about,
hey, why don't you take the rest of the show off, huh?
Jason Cyclone, they call him. The old Cyclone. Just whipping around. Can't wait to see the Gasparilla Bowl with the Cyclones playing in it. Get the blank out of here.
It's the Thanks. Pop-Tart Bowl. Be respectful. And a bonus bowl
Ooh,
game
I
for
like
you.
That. They got a toaster that they're running
yeah.
with that.
Miami, awesome. Ohio, Colorado State on the CW Network in the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. That's the best bowl
you know,
game, right?
No.
Name Colorado two players State? For either of those teams.
I just said I don't. I have no
Their quarterback is like Nicolaus or something like that. He's got a hyphenated name. He's a law firm.
I was going to play.
The quarterback is Gruber. Steven Gruber.
All right.
I'm sorry, you were going to comment on that Snoop Dogg?
I was going to blow the horn. A little yellow horn, but I
just. You wouldn't watch it just to say you watched the bowl game on the CW network?
With
the Snoop Dogg bowl?
You think I give two rips about the CW network and Snoop Dogg? Like Snoop Dogg, I'd love to have went to Pato Sportsbook when he was down there. That I would have loved to have done.
Mr.
Me
Window.
And Otzelberger from Iowa State. We'd have went down there.
We love TJ. Good coach. Tight shirts. So, Tausch, you missed your window to see Snoop Dogg. Don't miss your window to tell us one more time about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, ensure your home remains comfortable before we reach that brutal post-holiday winter, and Santa Claus did a great job. Got everything done that he needed to. His elves, not so much. Too many options and customizations for those poor little elves to build the Pella windows. So instead of going through the big red fella, take advantage of this deal from Pella. Get as low as $19 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions do apply. Offer ends on New Year's Eve. Visit PellaWI.com to learn more.
Headlines, which has come under fire from more than just me recently.
Who else?
People miss singing. They miss singing. I'm just telling you that they miss the singing. Although the dogs last week were cute as a button. Headlines presented by Fleet Farm, which I already told you about. So we'll hear about Prize Picks a little bit later. Headlines are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing, our bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells.
Packers Vikings on Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium, 11-4 Packers, 13-2 Minnesota Vikings in a showdown that, as Tausch correctly pointed out, I don't think is the end-all, be-all game. But for those of us that want to have a better idea of what's realistic to expect from the Green Bay Packers, I do think that this game in the playoffs, I think this game will help us have a little bit better idea, and I can't wait for it to be played. 325 kickoff
Jason,
on Fox.
If you're up there Sunday at 7 o'clock starting your article, and the Vikings beat us 31-17, you're going to say, no, wait till next year, Packer fans. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going to say, I mean, I try not to write my opinion, although my opinion is that they're a year away. If this was a dress rehearsal for going on a postseason playoff run on the road, the Green Bay Packers were widely panned by critics. You know, like when there's a Broadway musical that's getting ready to open and they have like a sneak peek. Like, I think there was one for, wasn't there one for, like, Spider-Man years ago, and, like, the guy fell? It was bad. They can't, let me say this. I thought that they had a legitimate argument coming out of that Lions game and leaving Ford Field saying, hey, if we got to play these guys again, we believe we can beat them. If they get beat 31-17, and it's a game where they're never really truly battling back and forth, that is a bad omen. Yes. Doesn't mean that they're cooked, but what would that, let me ask you this as a player before we get to headlines. If that happens, how do players process that? Like, they're going to say all the right things and say, well, it doesn't matter. What matters is what we do in the playoffs. But does that put a dent in your confidence if you go up there and you don't play well against the team that, you know, you heard Rob Domofsky earlier in the show. He asked Jordan Love, because of their losses to the Lions, the Vikings, and the Eagles, how badly they need to win this one against a good team. And he said, Jordan said, badly. So they know about it. Hmm. How would you process that as a player if you don't play well against these guys on Sunday?
You'll be disappointed, but I just think that this is not a group that's going to be lacking in confidence. And we all know playoffs are just different. So it's been a weird year in the fact that you could make the argument the only clunkers Green Bay played are at home versus Minnesota and Detroit. Minnesota, they had every opportunity to still win the game. You haven't had one. So I think this whole concept of, boy, we need to earn that confidence because to prove that we could beat, yeah, in an ideal world, but the playoffs, it's just such a different world. I don't think, especially if you go beat the Rams in the first round, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have a win in the playoffs and you think we're going to be thinking back, well, we lost to the Vikings. We're playing Detroit or Philly, but oh, I don't know. We lost to the Vikings a couple weeks ago. Nobody's going to give two rips at that. It's going to be such old news by then that it is important, I think, to go play well. But if Minnesota beats them by 10 points, is that all of a sudden going to tell me, oh, Green Bay, that data point, Green Bay just can't beat anybody good? That's what a lot of us will be saying. I'm not going to be one of those guys.
The only thing I would ask,
I think the locker room has a bigger belief than that.
Okay, but do young players, right? We've kept talking about how young guys, they don't know what they don't know, right? And when you're young, you think you're invincible, all those types of things. Is there any fragility? Fragile. By the way, I dropped something off at UPS yesterday to ship. Anytime you have to say the word fragile, if you're of a certain age, are you required by law to say fragile? Must be Italian, like in A Christmas Story, because the woman working there did it. And I finished the line for her, and we had a moment.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Some good laughs. Do you remember the Ralphie's brother's name? We had a trivia contest last night. Do you remember Ralphie's brother's name?
No.
No, he's all bundled up. He can't get off the ground.
I can't put my arms down. Yeah, no. Tommy?
Randy.
I knew it was an E. I knew it was something that ended in an E.
Yeah, close.
So my question before we get to your headline, which is not from A Christmas Story, although it being Christmas week, that would have been an interesting approach to take.
God, you just keep throwing shrapnel at the boys.
What's great is that what's
I'm
great
tell you this.
Is that you're able to
they
say
hear you.
It's at them and not at you because you don't do much. So
I don't do
my
much.
Criticism isn't
very,
even of.
I've been very upfront about the fact I don't do hardly anything with this. I've told you that the entire season.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
So my question before we get to headlines is, do you think that this could dent young guys' confidence if they didn't play well in this game? You don't think so?
It's more likely to dent veterans' confidence than it is young people's.
Okay. Let's get to headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've buried the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
It is time for headlines. If you have not already guessed the film, it is not A Christmas Story. It is not Elf. It is not the Santa Claus.
We should have had you do Elf. That would have been good with all those costumes, all those furries you got around the house.
A Muppet Christmas Carol with Animal.
Give it Paul another big smile with you in that Elmo costume.
Here, without further ado, from the Academy, is this week's headline.
This is called a neuralizer. This eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brain, more specifically the ones of memory.
Why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. Detroit, man, this is the Super Bowl. Snap, good, spot down. Walters kick is up, and it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that. I believe it was caught by Nate Poole. He's being mocked by his Cardinal teammates. There are Minnesota Vikings crying on the field.
What is going on here?
Excellent question. And the answer to your question is right here.
Who are you, really?
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Quarterback? Super Bowl? Quarterback? Super Bowl? Quarterback? Super Bowl? Quarterback? Super Bowl?
Quarterback?
Now that was really well done. Now that is your brother, Patrick.
That is Patrick, correct.
I would also like to point out that Patrick did that scene without cue cards or a script that he was using to cheat off of. So
it's true. It's good.
I'll say this. There have been some good ones this year. Not as popular as the music, but still some well-done pieces of cinema. That one is right up there. Well delivered.
And
who
he
are all those
edited
little Vikings?
Yeah. Edited in those quotes.
Elite
like some of them are his kids. Some of them are his, some friends of their family. So they've combined forces and to edit that in with the Paul Allen, which is some of my favorite audio. Just a really well job. Well done by the Academy.
And the film, of course, is Men in Black. Men in Black. So if you guessed Men in Black on our social media channels, there's that one angry, I don't want to say elf, you know, he's an angry elf, like the guy that runs across the
angry
table.
Angry dweller?
No, because it's not in YouTube either. It's on Facebook, but there's a fella who not only is not a fan of the headlines in the cinematic form, but also apparently doesn't know any of these movies. So, hey, you know,
tough.
If you don't know...
It makes it trickier.
Gotta get cultured.
If you don't know Pretty Woman, Rudy, Men in Black... Like, hey, hand up. I never saw The Sixth Sense, so I didn't get that one. So everyone has their films that they've missed, but if you missed pretty much every movie that we did this year, that's not an us problem. That's a you problem.
That's a you've lived under a rock for the last 35 years.
All right, so...
And speaking of rocks, here's my headline. It rocks. Will Smith abduct loves aerial attack respected around the globe? Vikings will try, but it'll be a failed probe. 34-31, G&G. Pull it off up at U.S. Bank Stadium.
All right, that is headlines. I don't know. Does anybody else have a headline here?
I wasn't sure if you would call on me, so I did have one ready.
Oh, Hunter, we're so lucky to have you on vacation. How about that, by the way?
It's so nice not having people mail it in when it comes to headlines. Jason's mailed it in outside of doing it the jobs that we've given him.
Assigned. Forced.
Jesse's been kind of mailing it in. Now Hunter finds out last night he's producing and he's got a headline.
I feel like the build-up for this is going to be really disappointing, but skull close, yet skull far, 28-27, Vikings win. I think it's going to be a tight game, and I don't know.
Hey, am I the only one that was hoping for some sort of Gerald Ford reference?
I probably should have done that, huh?
It's just your signature, man.
I know.
I mean, you could have gone Walter Mondale or something if you wanted to. But
could have dropped a Spiro Agnew even. Exactly. Get a little connected, some Nixon.
Isn't Hubert Humphrey? He is also a president.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, the projection on the number of Gerald Ford references in the headline was 0.5. I would have gone over or more. I would have lost. I would have lost. Just like Tausch sometimes loses on Prize Picks.
Not this weekend, or not, I guess it's the week, but old Christmas Day was good for old T. Wembanyama, more. Joker, more.
Until he got hurt.
My account with Prize Picks, more. Because we won. Prize Picks, the only real money daily fantasy platform. It has injury insurance, so your lineups will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Prize Picks will keep your lineup live, and they also put their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, you'll get your money in as quick as 15 minutes, like I just did, and you can win. Not 100, not 200, up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks during Merry Picksmas. Download the app today. Use that code WI. You get $50 instantly. I got to check if Riley has done that. He said he was going to. $5 lineup. You play it, you get $50 instantly. Again, that's code WI to get that done. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. Whoa Hunter is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
So Josh DiMaggio, before we get to Whoa Hunter, Josh DiMaggio now communicating with us via text, instead of text messages, which he normally does, he's now replying to your tweets.
Yeah,
which
like
is
that.
New.
Yeah, I like that. Engagement.
And you responded to him, unlike most of our text exchanges. So in your Goody idea, because you put this out there, if I am the Bears, I offer the Packers a first-round pick for Goody to take over their organization and see what happens. And Joshy points out in this scenario, Goody would be agreeing to the terms of his own trade, or would the decision have to come down to Mark Murphy? Tausch, who has not thought this idea through entirely, responds, no clue. So
I don't know.
Theoretically, though, I don't think Goody could, I would think, agree to trade himself. I think that would be higher
up. I don't know
up.
The answer to that, though.
I'm pretty sure. I feel like I'm pretty sure I do know the answer.
So how did the Holmgren thing work out when he decided he was going to go take a bigger role with Seattle?
Different, because Ron Wolf was in charge of the coach. We were joking about this because Wes Hodkowitz, my good friend who works for the Packers, loves Mark Murphy. Put out a post about him, and that's great, Wes. Both Tomsky and I are like, he barely even talks to us.
In fairness, you completely questioned his credibility on all things football.
This organization has won two Super Bowls in this era by having the general manager hire the coach. What makes you qualified to change that? Yeah, that didn't go over great, no doubt about it.
Definitely, I think it hit a nerve, for sure.
And then he proceeded to give us his resume, which anytime you're a resume guy, what have we said? I would think that in this instance, because Goody is underneath the president would decide whether or not that happens or not.
Yeah, but Mark's leaving. Mark's
so then
leaving
Ed Policy,
in 6 months
and
or 7 months.
Can't wait for Ed Policy to take over. So with this in mind, Hunter has some audio for us as part of Woe Hunter.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Like Jason said, I do have some audio. Now, I did not watch the, I don't know how much Bears football I've really watched this year. Didn't realize that it had gotten so bad that the Bears were being booed at Soldier Field. But Caleb Williams, after the game, talking about that. And a lot. He doesn't really know what to say. But here it is.
Yeah, I've only been here for, it's my first year. So, their frustrations, go way longer back than I've been here. My job is to go out there and win games, and we don't focus on outside noise. The fans are they're going to cheer and maybe boo sometimes, and you can't react to that. It's not something that we react to. We have a job to do, You don't do so well on the job some days, and some days you're pretty consistent. Some days you play a great game. So,
that, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a Bears fan, I'm looking at you, Jim Rutledge and Sylvie and our other friends. That is what I would like to call a missed opportunity at leadership. That was not a good reply. Wouldn't you agree, old boy?
No, I didn't like any part of it. Way too many no's and ums.
Well, that's less than ideal.
It's pretty easy to say. All you say is, none of us are happy with what's going on. We're going to get this thing turned around. I am all in on this. This is not what we're expecting to have happen. Changes are going to be made, and I cannot wait to be a big part of turning this thing around and bringing these fans, which are great, a championship. This is not it, and we are going to work everything to do it, and I'm going to talk to Kevin Warren about getting Goody in here with a first-round pick. That's what he should have said.
Like, are you kidding me? Their frustrations go back way longer than I've been here. Look, you are the face of the franchise. Mm-hmm. You got to be better here, man. Tausch just gave you... look how easily that came out from you. And it's not because you're an analyst or because you played 11 years in the league. That's an easy answer.
It's because I played 11 years in the league.
But
you have to know how...
You would have been smart enough to give a better answer as a rookie.
For sure. Yeah, you got to keep it tight, too. And listen, man, I said when I first got started, I was an guy and all that, too. So I get that. And as the great Thomas Edison said, for all you Bear fans out there, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. So take that for what it's worth from Tom Edison. Quote of the day,
what?
Tom Edison.
You just randomly have to jam in the quote of the day every once in a while. It's been like three months since you jammed in a quote.
It's been a while.
Now's the time Moore. To do it?
Tom Moore, great quotitian.
Whoa, Nelly!
They brought me here to turn around this franchise, and that is why I'm here, and that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do everything I can to give those fans a reason to cheer instead of boo. We deserve to be booed tonight. We were not good enough. I got no problem with that, but I'm here to change it, and we're going to get to work on that. We've been trying. Now we got more work to do. I can't wait to get started next year on turning this franchise around. That's why I'm here.
Whoa, Nelly!
Christmas Day ratings came out for the NFL and the NBA. The NFL averaged 24.1 million viewers on their Netflix games.
Only.
Yep.
Without any regular TV.
The NBA, 5.25 million on cable they averaged per game. Was this the worst knockout since, like, Riley Yauch taught us about on Christmas Eve when St. Nick knocked out, what was it, Arius? In the Council
John
of Nicene.
John Audius.
No, John Audius.
Or Arius, or however you said that name.
Nebraska did.
It's fair. Yeah, it's a TKO. The idea, and I watched a little bit. I didn't watch any NBA because they didn't put the Bucks on, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. But I watched a little bit as a good ending to that Laker game, and I think that was the biggest draw. LeBron, you're delusional, my friend. That it's the NBA. I like the NFL, but we run the NBA runs Christmas. No, you don't. Not even close. You're on ABC and ESPN, and you got 6 or 7 million. This is a streaming only service, and you got 25 million. Like, it is what it is, man. Know where you're at. Try to find some different real estate. Start your season on Christmas Day. Let's cut the October, November stuff, and let's start and finish later. It's a TKO like Michael Spinks and Tyson. That's how bad that was.
Yeah, the NFL is king. It also knocked out all of the college football playoff ratings, too.
Yeah.
Incredible.
King
Absolutely
Kong,
incredible.
King Kong. Well, let's talk about Quick Trip, Jason. What do you think about talking about Quick Trip?
I always love talking about Quick Trip. I'm going to be stopping there somewhere between here and the Twin Cities.
Yeah, you got that free coffee that you got over Christmas. They still have a bunch of great deals going. I see one for a big cup of soup. A little cold out, get a big cup of soup. They got the great clean restrooms and fresh groceries. Quick Trip's got you covered. And don't stress out throughout the rest of this holiday. They got the fuel to get you where you need. And they got ATMs. And they got free air for your tires. They got Nature's Touch chocolate milk, a half gallon for $2.49. They got boneless pork chops for 99 cents. They got summer sausage, 2 for $7.50. And, of course, all their great chicken deals. Quickery white bread is just 99 cents a loaf. All that great stuff. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. And if you're still trying to find something great to give somebody for New Year's or for Christmas, get them gift cards. They don't expire. Get Quick Trip gift cards. Everybody is happy. We'll see you next time.
We'll wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We go to the inventor of Feel Good Friday, Old T.
Yeah, and this is quick because we're running out of time, but my boy Jason Eck gets the job down at New Mexico with the Lobos, and I just saw his son, who has become a heck of a player for him at Idaho. He's going along with him down to New Mexico and has really turned into a great player. I just have to think, and I've been texting with him, how cool and awesome that is that your son, who you know nobody really was recruiting when he first got to Idaho, has become an all-Big Sky player and now going to play big boy football down there at New Mexico with him. that has to be one of the coolest Christmas presents you could have. So kudos to all the ex, and especially Jaxton, for putting all that work in to get to the point where he's at.
Amen. And now I'm going to take my Idaho stuff and sell it on Poshmark. Tell Eck I need some new Lobos gear, would you? That is our week. We will be back on Monday, or at least I will be, to discuss Packers-Vikings. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.